Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit Crop Metcalf to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. And celebrating the Nats' Game 3 win, they're just one win away from the World Series. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We will give you a chance to win some tickets tonight's game at Nats Park, courtesy of Papa John's, coming up at 8:20. But right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Eddie Matt, senior baseball writer for ESPN. Good morning, Eddie.
Edward.
What's up, fellows?
Hello, Eddie. Eddie, we've been kind of kicking this around all different angles. What do you think's been the biggest factor for this run through the playoffs?
I mean, how can you not say the starting pitching? It's like historic right now. I think since in the wild card era, which is like 25 years, the starters have like the fourth best ERA ever in the postseason. That's pretty good, right? And each individual guy is getting lumped into things like, you know, Strasburg's now on list with Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson. Anytime you're on a list with those guys, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yep.
I mean, obviously they're getting contributions from a lot of different places, but the starting pitching has just been like every night. You're like, really? Did that just happen?
Right.
Crazy.
No, it's crazy. And then the bats have picked up of late. You know, they were hitting about 200 heading into this series, and I was nervous. But they're getting some big hits. I mean, Howie Kendrick's doing, you know, it's the usual suspects. But sometimes when they're hitting like this, you wonder, how do they ever go in droughts?
Yeah, well, look, people forget. The playoffs, it's really hard to hit, and it's really hard to score in the playoffs because you're getting the best starting pitchers. You're not usually facing fours and fives, and you're getting a lot of bullpen action, guys who are throwing gas. So if you look at over the last decade, I think the average playoff game, a team scores 3.9 runs. That's like probably like almost a run less than in the regular season. So it's really hard to score. So those both going 3-1, 4-2, 2-0 games are like the norm in the postseason. So when you see an 8-1, that's the outlier, right? But what sticks out to me is the at-bats that the Nationals have. And they've been good at this all season, like working counts, not striking out. They're one of the best in the game at that. It's so different than what they've been the last few years. That's what it plays in the postseason. It reminds me of the Royals in 2014. You know, they just, and in 15, but especially 14, the Royals just wouldn't strike out, and they put the bat on the ball, and that's when you force teams to do things, and that's when you see Ozuna have to make a sliding play that he should have caught, but he didn't. But, you know, you put the ball in play, things like that are going to happen.
And we also talked about the fact that you're able to manage differently in the playoffs. So the terrible bullpen, they haven't had to use it because you can bring in Corbin for a hitter. You can bring in Max in relief in a series. You can bring in Strasburg in relief in a wild card game. It's worked out perfectly for him.
Yeah, that certainly helps, right? Because if you can filter out, pick a mediocre reliever on the Nationals, if you can filter out that person and replace them with a Strasburg or Corbin, that's a win. You know, at some point, you feel like the rent's going to come due, though, right? I think we thought coming out of the division series, there was no way that they were going to be able to either do that in the championship series or that they were going to be able to have those starters pitch normally after working overtime in the division series. But so far, it hasn't come back to bite them. And that's what's been so important about what the starters have done. They've given them such good length, including Aníbal Sanchez, where like every one of these guys has gone – 7 innings, and so that allows you to not have to go dip into that bullpen well. Because, you know, if one or two of those starters had gone like 4 or 5 innings, then you've got problems, and then it's a domino effect, and then it just kind of compounds. But that hasn't been the case. So that's why the starting pitching has been so important.
Yeah, and you wonder what the psyche is of the Cardinals lineup right now after just getting dominated in the first three games. I'm trying to look up the regular season strikeout numbers, but you know, I was just going through the strikeout numbers through three games, and hell, Goldschmidt struck out four times last night. Fowler struck out three times last night. I think he's got six strikeouts in the series. Goldschmidt, I think, has six. Tommy Edmonds has four. Most of these guys, Tommy Edmonds, most of these guys have multiple strikeouts, and the psyche can't be great. I mean, there's no way they can go to the park tonight going, yeah, we can hit Corbin, because they haven't hit anybody.
No, and even if they thought they could hit him, the psyche still sucks. Like, you could see it last night, the body language between what's going on in the Nationals dugout versus what's going on in the Cardinals dugout. You know, they've all got their heads down, and why shouldn't they, right? They're getting their heads beat in.
Right.
Strasburg's changeup last night was ridiculous, right? I mean, Goldschmidt is one of the best hitters in the game. Looked like he was helpless against it. Everyone did. I think every one of his strikeouts last night came on off-speed stuff, Strasburg. So I feel like, you know, regardless of who's on the mound, they just – you saw it in the plays on the field, on the bases. The Cardinals played last night the way the Nationals looked the first 6 weeks of the season, right? There was that base-running play early on with Ozuna where he got hung up in between second and third. I think it was Ozuna. Then there was a couple plays in the field. There's a reason. I think only one team ever has come back from a 3-0 deficit in the postseason, and there's a reason for that, because when you get down 3-0, it's hard to keep your chin up. And so, yeah, right now, if you're on the Cardinals, you can't be positive coming into tonight.
Joined by Eddie Matz, ESPN senior baseball writer. What do the industry insiders think of Mike Schilt? He looks to me like an SNL character that went and stole like a managerial
uniform. He looks like
uniform.
A nice guy.
Really? I mean, it's fine, but he looks like he's in over his head, at least in this series.
Look, I mean, everyone so far over the last like 3 weeks looks like they're in over the head against the Nationals. Schilt is, you know, I did a story on Schilt last year, talked to him at length. He's actually from Baltimore, so I felt like we were kind of like homeboys. I'm from Baltimore, he's from Baltimore.
Right.
His first job, actually, so he was born in Baltimore. His parents, I think, proposed to each other at Memorial Stadium. And his first job, they moved to North Carolina when he was a kid. He was working as like a minor league clubby. And his first job, first year, he had like Cal Ripken and Eddie Murray as the dudes on the Orioles minor league team that he was working as the clubby with.
Very nice.
Yeah, interesting story. So I will say this. So he's a super nice guy. I think he's super sharp, great people skills. And he worked miracles with those guys last year. So, you know, it's kind of the opposite of what Davey Martinez has done. Last year, Davey, in his first year, people were like, whoa, what's going on here? Then this year, all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, hey, Davey Martinez, right? Schilt's kind of gone the opposite way. But look, the Cardinals were kind of dead to rights halfway through the season. And then the second half of the season, they were one of the best teams in baseball, along with the Nationals. So if you look at the regular season, I think when you look at Schilt's body of work, you say, great second year for him. Coming into the postseason, this series, yeah, he looks a little overmatched. The Cardinals look a little overmatched, but I think people in the business still think pretty highly of Schilt, based on what I've heard and what I've seen. I will say this: I feel like he's getting stressed because I feel like he's put on a few since last year. The guy that I feel like he must be about plus 15 or plus 20 maybe from last year. I don't know if that's a stress thing. Yeah.
He's eating his feelings. That's all that free food. But, you know how that is.
But I have a lot of respect for that guy. I think he does a really good job.
By the way, did you see the story that Mike Maddux had two holes in one yesterday?
I did see that. And it was at 67-1 odds, I think, of getting two aces in the same round.
That's
insane.
I've
never gotten one. I'll probably never get one. But that sounds like totally Mike Maddux. Like, I was not surprised on some level.
He was pin hunting. That's what he was doing, Eddie. All right, so tonight, all right, look, you mentioned it. The only team to blow a 3-0 lead in baseball was the Yankees in 04 against Boston. So, I mean, the Cards got about a 0.8% chance of winning the series. So, but tonight's game, it's Corbin, it's Dakota Hudson. And we already talked about the psyche of the Cards lineup. They can't be feeling great. Corbin, you know, besides that blow up when he came out of the bullpen, has been really good. He was good in this series already. So what are you thinking?
All right. So, you know, as far as the Cardinals coming back from a 3-0 deficit, I don't see it happening. But, you know, if you're a Nationals fan, you certainly know the history of the team, and there's been some serious heartbreaks there, right? So I think you're always waiting for that other shoe to drop, but it seems highly unlikely. I can't imagine the Nationals not winning the series. Did they win it tonight? You know, Dakota Hudson's not the Cardinals' best. I think he walked about four or five guys for nine innings, which is not great, especially against a team like the Nationals that is selective. But honestly, Corbin's control since the beginning of September has not been good. You know, he's he had trouble early on in the division series. That first inning, he had that really bumpy first inning. So he hasn't really looked like the same pitcher. I know his last outing out of the bullpen looked good. So I'll be curious to see which Corbin shows up tonight, because he certainly has not been as sharp over the last 6 weeks. But, you know, all things considered, I still think you like the matchup Corbin against Hudson. I would take Corbin. And then to your earlier point, I feel like the Cardinals are just mentally defeated already, and the Nationals lineup is grooving in a way that they were at the end of the August when everybody was clicking before they went cold. So if that keeps happening, it certainly seems highly likely that they could do it tonight. Although I almost kind of want them to not do it tonight, because if they do it tomorrow, that'll be on a Wednesday. That'll be the second Wednesday in a row, the second hump day in a row that they've clinched the series and getting over the hump, that whole camel metaphor. Like, that'd be kind of poetic if they do hump day, they win the division series. Hump day, they win the championship series.
Yeah, you're looking for that writing
well,
angle.
It's also supposed to rain here tomorrow most of the day. Now, they're supposed to play an afternoon game at 4 tomorrow, so I'm not sure if the rain would affect that and push it. I don't know what they would do, but yeah, let's just get it over with tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although, when's the last time it rained, like legitimately rained in the metro area? We are in a
moderate drought, my friend Eddie, but we are going to get rain from I was hearing 8 a.m. to about 5 p.m. like an all day rain.
He's an armchair meteorologist, Eddie.
Yep, trust
me. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
All right, fine then.
See.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Eddie Mass,
guess
everybody.
What day it is? Guess what day it is?
That's all right. Tomorrow.
By the way, I'm not sure who's right. Eddie says Mike Schilt was born in Baltimore. Wiki says he was born in Charlotte. Just saying.
I have no idea.
Well, maybe he grew up there.
It's Valdez's hero.
Well, he said he was born in Baltimore and moved to Carolina.
Oh, he did say that?
Yes.
All I know is he looks like a dog.
Just saying, he says born in Charlotte.
He looks like a dog, doesn't know what he's doing. In my opinion.
Is a better manager. Baseball Cakes is a better manager.
I just say he looks a little bit clueless in the
dugout.
Baseball
Cakes doesn't even know what 6'4" is.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah, but I can't remember. Shortstop to second base to first base.
Yes.
I might be scoring the game tonight. You never know.
Right. All right, well, remember, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to tonight's game coming up next at 8:20 right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nationals 7, Cardinals 1, Game 3 LCS. Two on, two outs. Strasburg toes the rubber. Fowler digs in left side. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Steven Strasburg fans, a dozen St. Louis Cardinals over seven innings. How about that, Steven Strasburg? What a performance. On pitch number 117, he strikes out Fowler. He's getting huge high fives in the dugout with his night likely over.
Steven Strasburg pitches another gem in the postseason. The Nats up 3-0 over the Cardinals, one win away from a World Series berth. And right now, we're going to have a chance to win tickets to tonight's game at Nats Park. Papa John's is coming through once again with NLCS tickets as your Washington Nationals are fighting to stay alive in the MLB postseason. It's all courtesy of Papa John's, official sponsor of the MLB. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. Let me preface this by saying, if you don't win in the first couple of minutes, there's no reason to keep calling. Drab said that people were calling for 15 to 20 minutes after we gave the last trivia question out at 7:20.
Yeah.
And so there's just no reason. Somebody's going to win within minutes, and you can quit dialing us up then, unless you want to talk about something else, but people just keep calling and
calling.
You're
not going to educate and cure this.
Prize think, pigs never learn.
People aren't going to listen to
this
you.
This is what's happened.
I'm just starting out there.
It's just
since
the beginning
of time. Told me to say
Haven't
that.
Have you seen the prize pigs? They have tiny little ears. They don't listen. They can't hear.
All they hear is prize and win and call.
Yeah, they're robots.
But there's no common sense.
No.
They were calling 25 minutes.
They were calling for like 10 minutes beforehand, getting ready for this contest. You have to answer this trivia question. In the postseason thus far, who leads the Nationals in RBIs? 800-636-1067. You're the 10th caller. You can answer that.
I don't know.
You will win the
prize. I think
I
know, but I don't know for sure. Can I guess?
You can write it down, but say it out loud.
Yeah,
or else the prize pigs will hear you, and then they'll call right in.
I will.
Yes,
I will say.
I'm so silly. I win.
Kind of behind the scenes, championships and championship runs and everything bring out all of the crazies.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
All of the crazies.
Eric,
start
has that
calling.
Sunk in yet? That the Washington Nationals are one win away from the World Series.
I mean, they're going to the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, has that sunk in?
See, look at this jinx.
They're going to the
There's
World
no
Series.
There's no such thing as jinxes.
Yeah, when you start talking about it's a lock to go to the World Series.
I mean, we've kind of been there.
Jinxy.
Well, I mean, we were never there with the Caps because they were never in the finals, in the Eastern Conference finals, after they went to the Cup and got pummeled by the Red Wings, correct?
Right.
Right, they were never in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, they never made it past the second round.
Never made it that far.
That was the whole thing, that they got over the hump, and then they rolled and won the whole thing.
But see, even though it was early in the show's history, at least we did see the Caps play for a Stanley Cup.
Yes, that was, what,
97, 98 season,
yeah.
I believe.
But at least, you know, it was early in the show's history, I get it, but at least we saw it.
Right.
But it took a long time to get back
there.
We didn't like the results. It was kind of surreal what the Caps did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. But right now, with the Nats being one win away from the World Series, it's just a weird feeling.
Well, it's just all happening so fast.
Right, because they're playing every day. Yeah. Yes.
All right, we're going to go to caller number 10, who's on line 7. We'll
see
if he has the answer.
Caller 10 has to know the answer.
Yes.
If they don't, then we go to caller 11.
Correct.
All right. All right, caller 10, whoever you are.
Caller 11, so bitter.
We're not even putting names up anymore? Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, is Kendrick the right answer?
Yes, it is.
Howie Kendrick. Gotta be Howie.
Congratulations. Hey, you're going to the game, tonight's game, at Nats Park, courtesy of Papa John's.
I mean, he had three last night, hit the grand slam. And
now you're going, right? You're not going to put him on SeatGeek or anything, are you?
Man, I've been looking at tickets online all week. I've been trying to go to this game. I'm bringing my broom and everything.
Nice.
Nice.
How much are people willing to pay? Like, if you're at home right now, you don't have ticks, but, you know, your daughter or your son is tugging on you. And they're like, Dad, I want to go to the game. Yeah. Mom, I want to go to the game. How much are people willing to pay?
Remember, we had a caller earlier who said $350.
She spent $350 last night.
Depends on the person.
I saw like $170 was online is what I saw a couple days ago.
$170? Yeah, but check it out today. See what it is today.
Probably higher.
And that's probably standing room, right?
Let me go to my SeatGeek app.
If you go to SeatGeek
right now. It's going to be jamola tonight.
Oh, it was jammed like that last night.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
And again, I said it earlier.
You
wear
don't play
a diaper.
Jam on it.
Or if you go to like Circa like we do, make sure you use the bathroom before you go because the bathroom lines are outrageous. Just be careful what you're doing out there, otherwise you're going to make a mess.
Looks like uppers are like 150.
What, uppers 150? That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you get to be in the building.
Although, you know what it is? It would be a good game to go to today because people are already kind of counting their chickens for the World Series.
So why is that good?
And so people are kind of
saving their money.
Yeah, they're saving their money up for the World Series.
Good point, but maybe people want to go see them celebrate on the field.
That's true too.
I can't stand
it. I'm telling you, it's going to be packed either way.
Hey,
we
have press credentials. We could probably get into the clubhouse to watch the champagne.
Yeah,
bath.
I don't want to be anywhere near that. I don't want to be anywhere
near. I see
near
tickets on SeatGeek for $144.
That's not bad. It's totally worth it. I mean, if you were to take, you know, three kids and your wife and everything, five, you know, you're spending $1,000 when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want to take maybe one kid, maybe take your girlfriend, something like that, it's doable. You could
take your creeper.
Your girlfriend, yeah. You could rationalize around that.
Take your creeper.
Hey, you got to throw it out there. It's always an option. That's a very high profile.
I was going to say, there's 40,000 people.
There's a lot of people there,
that's
man.
That's a very high profile place.
I guarantee
place.
If you take your creeper tonight, someone that you know will see you.
People will pay attention to you.
Or somebody will take a picture unbeknownst to you while you're canoodling with your creeper.
Right, TBS's camera will be on you.
Yeah, you just can't have that.
Yeah.
You know, that was a bad suggestion
Frenchie
by me.
Will be talking about
you'll be on Kiss Cam.
By the way, earlier we were talking about who gets you most steamed up as a Nationals mm-hmm. fan? And some people said Steven Strasburg, mm-hmm. and he has been on an unbelievable tear. This is, if he continues, like let's say they win the World Series and he has a couple more gems, it's legendary status here for Steven Strasburg. They hugged him after he gets that 12th strikeout and he leaves the game. And it's funny because it's so Steven Strasburg. I guess the press asked him afterwards, and he said, "I'm not really that much of a hugger."
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, he's looks a little bit emotionally distant at times, but he has warmed up this season.
Makes
no
him
doubt
a killer on
it.
The mound, though, Cakes.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, he dug extra deep last night. I think one of his legendary, got to be one of his top five starts of all time, threw 117 pitches. To put it in perspective, the first year when he came up, not in 2010, none of those games did he throw over 100 pitches. And certainly he's done that throughout his career, but it's tied for the second most pitches he's ever thrown in a game. Twice he's thrown 119, and then there's been one other time that he threw 117 pitches in games. But he went extra deep last night. They went up, I think, was there about 110 pitches or so when Davey and the trainer went out to try to talk to him, and he said, "Get back out of here. I'm finishing this inning." Yeah. And I stood there and I said, "You know what? It's that kind of sort of age-old argument that we have all the time amongst ourselves. I'd rather have Strauss at 85% than any of those other donks they're going to bring in, mm-hmm. right?"
Yep.
And you could see some of the velocity because of his fastball was trailing a little bit.
Because even at 85%, his changeups and curveballs are usually still on point.
And that's how he got all the strikeouts yesterday. Suzuki apparently said that during that mound visit, he said, "Let him finish."
That's what Suzuki said?
Yeah. Martinez said, "You grabbed your hamstring." Strasburg replied, "No, I cramped up, I want to say." Martinez then said, "But." Strasburg said, "I'm in the game." This is according to the Washington Post article. And then Suzuki said, "Let him finish." And then Martinez said, "Okay."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got all that.
I was wondering why the trainer went there. So they thought he grabbed his hamstring,
they
but
thought
he cramped
he grabbed
up.
His hammy.
Well, he might have if he
and
cramped up.
And then when he finishes with the strikeouts, like I said, he was encircled by Parra, Anibal Sanchez, and Max Scherzer.
Right.
And the quote is from Strasburg, "Not much of a hugger, but they surrounded me."
Yeah. Well, they hugged him for about they hugged him for about 10 seconds. It was a long hug.
Well, they're about to go to the World Series, CB. They're butts ice. Because even though, you know, we talked about they're one of the older teams the oldest team in professional baseball. Is that true? If you look at average age, or at least in the teams
I didn't know that. Maybe left. In the playoffs.
But, I mean, Sanchez and Scherzer, Parra, older
so many
dudes.
Guys. Kendrick, Zim. Yeah. I mean, all these guys.
But still, they're still kids at heart, and they're about to go to the World Series.
Absolutely.
Can the ushers please confiscate any brooms that people are bringing in? It's just, it's just bad mojo.
Come on, Cakes.
No, bad mojo for the scene tonight.
Has zero impact. Zero
it's
impact.
It's just a bad look when you start bringing out brooms when you haven't finished the job yet.
Why can't you just enjoy the ride?
I'll tell you what.
I am a curmudgeon. I can't enjoy the ride.
What have they scored, two runs so far?
They've scored two.
They scored one last
runs,
night.
Two runs.
They scored one the other
shut
night.
Shutout, 2-0, 3-1.
One of them unearned.
They're due for some positive regression.
They're hitting 121.
Yeah.
121.
Although I will tell you that Martinez guy is on my nerves.
He bats once out of nine hitters. He doesn't bat first, second,
I know,
third,
but
fourth.
He'll go up there and he'll grind through 15 pitches and then eventually knock a single.
Well, you're going to see him again tonight.
Well, you should.
By the way, the Cardinals might as well be swinging brooms.
That's people effective. Like, right?
Bring the brooms and just throw them in the Cards dugout.
Right.
That's what they're swinging.
So, all right. And people want to chime in. I don't know.
I just wanted to get EB's perspective on this because sometimes he's curmudgeonly about guys mm-hmm. doing things off the field, like outside of games, like when they go to clubs, like on a Thursday night for a Sunday football game.
Yeah.
Would you be bitter if your pitching coach played golf before a big game like
pitching
this?
Pitching coach? No.
Okay.
Pitching coach?
Hey, I don't think it's a problem.
That's zero impact.
Of course it had zero impact.
Now, I wouldn't want Corbin out playing 18 yesterday.
But could Strauss play today? Would you have a problem
with
Strauss?
No, he cannot play today.
Playing today.
Yes. Because he needs to save his
I think he needs to probably rest a little bit. But maybe.
He can play 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock.
He can play.
He's going to be pretty sore. I'm going to think he's not going to really
want
to play.
I'm not saying he would want to. I'm just saying theoretically.
Sure.
Is he a golfer? I don't even know.
He'd be better if he swung his arm out. His elbow's dislocated. his shoulder pops out.
He's not going to hurt himself playing golf.
You never know.
But you do get sore.
I write that into the contract.
Sore playing golf.
Things you can't do. You can't play golf. You can't bungee jump. Can't ride motorcycles.
If you can't play
pickup hoops, obviously.
You can definitely play golf.
Can't play golf. Sorry.
You know, listen, it's one of the, I mean, it's just so standard that the pitchers play golf on their off
days. I go to golf
days.
Courses. All right, I played in the Johnny Holiday Classic yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know Johnny's age, but he's older than us.
Well, I think Johnny's in his 80s.
Brooks Robinson played.
Right. He plays every year.
I mean, there were so many.
Those guys are 50 years past their playing
there
days.
There were so many old codgers there. That's the sport you're talking about that you're saying you don't want a player
you know what?
In Major League Baseball to play?
If Strasburg wants a taste of golf, go play some mini golf with Matt Valdez. Go to the old pro and just do some work on your putting.
By the way, I saw that the Wizards, so Wizards season starts like next week,
yep.
I think, right?
That's unfortunate.
So the Wizards.
What? No one even
and
cares.
And we'll talk to Coach Scott Brooks probably
like
next
Scott,
week. But... He's great. So they did a team building thing at Top Golf.
All right.
Oh my God!
Some of the swings.
Swings.
You think my swing is garbage?
Take a look at NBA players.
Yeah. Well, they're so tall. It's so hard to get that all coordinated. Yeah. You have to play for a long, long time.
I told EB I felt bad. So in my sixsome yesterday, I show up to the golf tournament, and Walt Williams was part of my group. It was the group from Ernst & Young.
Love
actually,
Walt.
The guy who's leading our survivor pool randomly was in my foursome.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy,
Sir Pat.
But Walt has almost regular-sized sticks.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'8". Do you know how much he has to bend down?
He wants to have 6 extra inches on his shaft.
He needs the custom sillies.
He needs to stick his ass out a little bit and work on his posture.
How can he hit it? Does he hit it all right?
He can't.
Oh, he struggles.
He
struggles. He probably plays once a year at Johnny's tournament.
He says he plays charity tournaments.
Yeah, exactly.
He does a lot of charity.
He has a lot of fun. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Big fan of Walt. So, you know, a lot of people were hitting me up on Twitter, and it's just silly, guys. They want us to talk to John about the Strasburg shutdown. You know, and John's not going to change his opinion. Yeah. Feinstein's not going to change his opinion.
I won't change mine either. I think it was the wrong move.
But, what's the point of bringing it up? I think it was the right move.
I mean,
that they protected him long term.
2012.
Right. But, you know, John will just say that, you know, that move may have prevented them from winning the World Series. You can't argue that.
Right.
And then the other side is going to say, but the reason why they're making a run right now is because they protected it back then, and you can't prove that.
True.
So there's no point in bringing any of it up.
Right.
We've discussed it all a million times before.
Tweet John. He loves people who needle him.
Yeah, do it right now.
No, they're already doing it all morning because he's already tweeted, you know, some sort
right
of statement
now. Yes,
about
of
it.
Of course.
Still thinking about the big bag of money he got in Mississippi over the weekend. I can't stop thinking about it.
He's got a nice speaking fee, Kay.
He certainly does.
Maybe we should join that speakers bureau. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't even want to speak. They asked me to speak the career day all the time in my kid's school.
Right.
I go, no.
Well, the difference is you're not getting paid. If they said, hey, you want to come to
pay
career
me 30
day?
Grand to
Here's
do
a
it.
Bag of money to come talk to the kids about being a wackadoo DJ. You
I'm
might
not even
show
sure.
up.
Do we have a talk on Thursday? I'm like such a one
a
day
speech.
At a time
it's
guy.
It's an hour speech.
What are we doing on Thursday?
Cakes
and I have
make
an
sure
appearance.
You prep for it, Cakes.
Here's a radio insider bit.
Okay.
JP and I are doing an appearance in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium, Valdez and Seist. And we're sitting down with Keith Mills,
okay.
A Baltimore legend and icon. And we're just going to, I think we're going to talk NFL for, 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
To a bunch of guys who own, convenience stores and up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
All right.
Then we're going to take a tour, and then we're going to slam Bud Lights on the party deck. That's the appearance.
And we're
getting paid a lot less than John Feinstein did.
I'd say then we're going to walk out with a little bag of money.
A little bag.
Still worth your time,
it's
though.
It's going to be more than the bag I picked up from John Buell's house, though.
Yes.
Did you ever find
Probably,
out? I listened
yes.
to that segment.
Oh, by the way. So John Buell, who I played poker at his house, he owns Buell Electric, right? He's a member of Creighton Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's,
this past
he's rich.
Yes, all filthy. So I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. He goes up to the driving range at Creighton Farm, and who's up there just hitting balls by himself?
Yeah, Jay?
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, really? What's he doing in town?
Playing golf at Creighton Farm. Got sized. I don't know.
He
has some connection. Of course, he's got
connection.
It's probably like at the Under Armour facility in Baltimore, and then
could be.
He was in town for something.
I mean, can you imagine
that's close to Baltimore? Not really.
No.
I mean, come on.
No, it's not. But he wanted to play at Creighton Farm, and he's out there hitting balls.
If you think your swing is garbage, try swinging next to Jordan Spieth on the range.
Can you imagine just watching him hit balls?
It'd be the worst.
God, I would love that.
I feel so terrible.
Who wrote this down?
What are you reading?
Do you think EB really cares? He wrote. Ask EB who'd be sized for. The Nationals are on this run. World Series run.
Right.
Who do you get sized for in the XFL draft?
Oh, this is a drab thing.
Oh, my
Drab's
God.
Buddy you works got, for the XFL.
JP, you're a donk. There's 2 minutes left in the segment. I'm not doing a segment on. He's talking golf. It was a 30-second throwaway.
Yeah, but this
looks like the quarterbacks were assigned. So, DC, get ready for Cardale Jones.
Hey, Drab, where's my DC Defenders gear? Where's my Houston Roughnecks beanie? Where's my Seattle Dragons hoodie? Drab, I'm counting on you for all of these things.
No, nobody's sized.
Yeah, I'm leaning on you over here.
Sorry.
Hey, you're sized for Philip Walkers.
Who are the players?
You realize that JP came to me about 30 minutes ago and goes, XFL draft today? I didn't even know.
It was sarcastic.
Right.
And you didn't, Drab, you took you seriously?
I just was like saying, hey, look, XFL.
Oh.
BB, to get sized for the starting quarterback for the St. Louis Battlehawks, Jordan Tamu. You've heard him?
Hey, JP, stop joning. I want some of the year. You're not helping matters.
Hey, Cardale Jones, I've heard of him. That's your DC Defenders quarterback.
That was EB's guy.
I like
Does DC have the number one pick?
Drab, who's got the number one pick?
How do we
DC
know?
Does. But they assign the quarterbacks.
Oh, they do? Okay. Who is their quarterback? Do they already assign it?
Cardale Jones.
Yeah, he's playing for DC.
I thought he was just in the draft.
No.
Oh, he's on DC.
He's already on DC. All right.
Hey, now
what
DC's
do they get
got...
paid? What does a quarterback for an XFL team get paid?
No idea.
I think it's like, did I see like $55,000, something like that?
Something around there, yeah.
Is that about what the Arena League guys get? They get less than that.
They get the nubbins.
Because we had the guy in here with this ring and everything and the trophy.
Yeah. Washington Valor.
Yeah.
Champions.
Did they go back to back?
It's the City of Champions, EB. No, they didn't.
So the XFL draft is tonight, correct?
No, yes. 10 a.m., I believe.
Oh, it's at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., right after the show.
Hey, if they draft, I'm staying
here for 2 hours.
If they draft some names, I'm going to be sized.
All right, coming up next, we will talk a little puck. Center Ice with Lars Eller every Tuesday at 8:45 right here on the Junkies. Keep it locked.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Been celebrating the Nats Game 3 win last night against the Cardinals throughout the show.
Lars Eller did not see the game.
Well, he was playing before the game.
Yes, he was. Well,
that threw me. All of a sudden, I was driving.
You know what? Maybe he did see the game.
I was driving.
He might have.
I saw the end of it.
I was in my car right around 5:30, and I see the Caps are down.
It was like, a matinee, JP, because of Columbus Day. Holiday.
Columbus Day is just as big as Christmas.
Yeah. Such a big holiday. The kids still had school, and we had to work.
Not my kids. Okay, not my fault you live in a terrible state.
But you had to work.
Unfortunately.
Why do we have
a holiday?
Why do we have a holiday for an overrated city in Ohio? I just don't understand what that's all about.
I had fun out at Nats Park. I like doing the show outside in the cold, and I can't see my computer screen.
Yeah, you're a huge fan of
did
that.
Did it fog up and everything?
Of course it did.
Yeah,
you know, that's very dewy there.
The last time I did one of those shows, I think it was in Florida, it felted my computer for like 3 weeks. Right. It was basically soaked in water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because of all the frost and everything. Was it like that?
It wasn't that 100%. Cold.
Do you know I missed like the last three? Just randomly, the last three like cold shows. It's like been genius.
Lucky you.
There's some sort of, I don't know.
The high power
some sort of divine
you?
Intervention there. Because it knows I don't like it. Except I come in here this morning, it's 65 degrees in studio. Shocker.
Feels nice and crisp.
Shocker.
Feels good. Right.
Are we trying to this track
a fun
down
show,
Lars?
And I like doing shows there. But we had four guests on the show, right? None of them in person. So we go to Nat's Park, and right. you're like soaking
well,
it
no
in.
Well, no one's going to meet you at 6 in the morning.
I understand that, but it was a four phoners.
Right. You know what I like? The seat.
Yeah, you like you like.
But Entercom's going to send us to Yankee Stadium.
I know you've told me that already.
Probably take the Acela.
Yeah.
What's the early
probably
word on that?
Stay at like the Ritz.
No, a nice junk establishment. Yeah.
I mean, by the way, they could easily be playing in Houston. He's doing a bit. It's 1-1 in that series.
Who do we want?
The same treatment
if
they go
it's
to
Houston,
Houston.
They're definitely flying us first class.
Right.
Jason, who do we want? Do we want the Yankees, probably?
I want the Yankees.
Who gives us a more favorable matchup?
Well, I mean, Houston's got Verlander and Cole.
And
they have Cy Young and Cy Young.
Yeah, but you can counter that the Nats are going to trot out Scherzer and Strasburg.
I know.
Yeah,
but
Cole's been like unhittable.
I'd rather
right?
hit against the Yankees pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess our guys have two, but.
Look.
All I know is everybody hyped up Jack Flaherty. That guy wasn't Jack yesterday.
He was bad yesterday.
Nice play on words. I like it.
It only takes one bad outing.
Yeah.
But you saw him his worst outing in the last 2 months.
Yeah. Well.
Look, it doesn't matter. Our company is going to send us to either New York or Houston.
Yes, I'm banking on this.
It's going to be an awesome trip.
Who do we want to play? I think I want to play the Yankees.
I want to play the Yankees.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees lineup is loaded with guys who hit taters.
Hey, I'd like to go back to the Slaughtered Lamb. Is that the name of the bar in New York?
Yeah, Slaughtered Lamb.
I'd like to go back there.
Down in the village.
20 years between visits.
Oh, we're going to be able to.
We went there 20 years ago.
Right.
You're going back into the 90s.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I think the last time the company sent us there was for the U.S. Open and a Heineken, right? Heineken was the rep.
Yes, correct.
That was we were in the world's hottest limo.
Yes. Yeah, you probably liked it because
it was
warm.
Jason had back pain. I think he was like laying on the floor or something.
Jeff Serensky.
Well, it was some guy named Yuri from Yugoslavia with his homemade limo.
That sucked.
It was 150 degrees. Yeah.
It was so hot.
I asked Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy if he wanted to come on the show.
You gave him like a homemade business card.
You know how much he didn't want to come on the show?
Right. Well, he wanted so bad not to come on the show that he didn't.
And that's where there were like 100 guys outside of the one court where Anna Kournikova was practicing.
Guys literally creeping in the bushes
to
try to get a sneak peek at like a 17-year-old Kournikova.
Don't worry, we're going to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Probably like boxing.
What if they said?
We're actually going to do the field or the show from the field.
Oh, okay.
First base dugout.
What if they said, hold on, I know you're being sarcastic, you're bitter.
No, not really.
But what if they said, yeah, we'll get you credentials, you guys can go, but we'd have to pay our own way?
I would say baseball cakes will be watching.
Look, I'm a baseball fan, but I'm not stupid.
That's what I would say to that.
All you got to do is, what? I'm just pay for your train ticket? You want to pay for your train ticket?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm.
How about that's business travel, and it should be paid for by your company?
Of course it should.
Wouldn't
be,
you have to stay there as well?
Yeah. Working.
Yeah, I would expect lodging, too.
Yes.
Lodging is important.
And food expensed.
Yes. And a drink allowance.
Dude, I still have my spring training.
And per diem.
Right.
I need per diem.
What are you doing? You still have spring training expenses?
No. Training camp. I have my training camp from the Richmond. Remember when I stayed at the Richmond? I was going through my wallet yesterday.
I thinned it out.
What hotel did you stay at?
The Richmond.
The Richmond. You stayed at it too, Rick.
I didn't know it was called the Richmond.
Wasn't it called the Graduate? I didn't even go.
The Graduate.
I didn't even go when I know the name of the hotel.
I don't know.
Whatever it was called.
The Richmond.
Graduate. In Richmond.
In Richmond.
Yeah, but I found that. I was like, ooh.
By the way, while we're waiting for Lars Eller,
you keep waiting.
It's 9:52.
I think this is the perfect
Clubber
spot.
Lang knocked him out.
Valdez, I think this is the perfect spot for us to thank our good friend, Jim Van Stone from Monumental, for setting up not only myself and Valdez, but my family as well for the Post Malone show this past weekend at Capital One Arena.
Nice.
See, here's the way it worked out.
Is that a sellout? Does Post Malone
sellout? I mean,
really?
It couldn't have been
beyond
more people
sellout.
There. It was ridiculous.
Contact high as soon as you walk in.
Valdez, like a month ago, says, I'd like to go to the Post Malone show. Can you contact Jim Van Stone for me?
I felt sheepish about it, but then I figured, you know what?
Who'd you go with?
I took Chuck Lee.
Yeah, see, new Prince of Pamplona. Yeah. He's horning in on AWOD's action. So once my kids heard that I hooked Valdez with tickets for Post Malone, their ears perked up. We're like, we might like to go to Post Malone, too. So I was sheepish and had to reach
and it's
back
embarrassing,
out
isn't
to
it?
Jim Van Stone. And he said,
the
no
double
worries.
Reach out.
I have sweet tickets for you. I was like, well, this is amazing. It's fantastic. Sweet food, whole nine, hung out with Valdez and Chuck Lee. And you don't know who the surprise guest in the suite was, Mr. Bickle.
No, Ovi.
Not Ovi, but a few notches below. Coach Scott Brooks and his family in the suite.
Really?
Coach
Brooks was there.
Did you dap him up?
Did not. I didn't want to bother
with
his family.
Hello? You didn't even say hello?
I didn't because there just wasn't a good opportunity to do it.
The suite's not that big.
Yeah, but he was down in the front row with his family.
Yeah,
I was at the
back. He never milling around. Never milling around.
There wasn't a lot of milling.
Yeah.
Like he picked his spot and he was just like planted there throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then when Post Malone was done, when he sang congratulations, he was out with the quickness.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you again, Jim Van Stone. It was a fantastic evening. I knew four of the songs. I had a good time. Post Malone is quite the showman. Put on a great show. Yeah.
Who was the opener?
Sway Lee, who he did Sunflower with, and I can't remember the other opener. So,
is there a pre-Malone?
I don't think there's a pre-Malone. Just a Post Malone.
Post.
But that place was packed.
All right, so I think Lars, he's out for today then, right? All Nats the next hour?
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yeah, unless the Caps try and get a hold of him for last minute, 9:45 or so.
But I say we go all Nats for the last
works for me.
For the last hour. What are you expecting tonight? Are you expecting?
Well, I know what you're expecting. You're expecting
expect
to bring a broom.
Win.
I expect a dub. But how do you think it's going to play out? I think we might have one of those might finally get a nail bite.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the Cards bats wake up a little
because
bit.
Because the 2-0 and 3-1 games weren't really nail biters.
Yeah, they were, but not like.
Well, Corbin's actually only had one start in the postseason. He's been in four games, just one start. So I don't know what to expect.
I just can't expect
Eddie Matz
the
made
bats
a good point.
To keep hitting like this.
Eddie
just
Matz,
expect it.
Eddie Matz made a good point that his control hasn't been great, I guess, if you go all the way back to September. So maybe the Cardinals, I mean, just. The odds are the Cardinals aren't going to hit 121 for four games, so maybe they get their bats going and it's a 5-4
type
game.
We're going to beat them and they're going to score only two runs in a four-game series?
No, they're going to score tonight.
Yeah, they're going to score. It's going to be tougher tonight.
But it's not like the Nats' bats were on fire in games one and two.
No.
No. No, they weren't.
If you want to chime
only
in.
Only had five runs.
800-636-1067. We've been celebrating the Nats taking a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. What do you expect for game four tonight with Patrick Corbin on the mound? 800-636-1067. We'll come back with your calls next here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.